joined by the legend that is Bob Boulder. And Bob,
good morning,
everybody's on this 9 mile walk. You obviously only on an 8 mile one. There was a slight difficulty this morning.
Yeah, my flight was late.
Them flights from the Ramsgate can be notoriously difficult, can't they?
I'm a very responsible person. I hold my hand up. I didn't look at my diary yesterday because I'm so busy. But I forgot about it. So I was just about to have breakfast at 8 o'clock this morning, and Jason Morgan, the Chief Executive of the Trust, rang me up and said, Where are you? And I was just saying, I'm in the kitchen having some breakfast. And he went, Oh, you're not coming today then? And then I realised it was all about...
Was there that pregnant pause?
Yes, it was. And it was just gone 8 o'clock and I thought, crikey.
But you made good time nonetheless.
But I did, yes. So I said, Jason, I'm on my way.
Not a speed limit broken in the process?
No, I stuck to... Because my car doesn't go much faster than 75 anyway. So along the M2 at 75 miles an hour. So I got to... about 15 minutes late. So it wasn't bad, was it?
I left as you arrived.
Yes, that's not bad going.
No, I flew up.
And then, lucky enough, Keith Peacock, obviously our legend of the club, the Ambassador Tory, he met me and...
caught you up with a group.
He said, Bob, I'll drop you off at the last group. And I said, first of all, Keith, is that illegal? Is it in the rules? Am I allowed to do that? Because it's essential that I get my mileage in.
Well, I don't want to mention the fact that I refuse such lists to catch up with the group, but I won't go there. But joking aside, Bob, we're here again. It's a fantastic day. The weather's great, but the reason we're here is even better.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, the upbeats have been fantastic over the last few years. And the walk, obviously, we've done this. I think it's our third one. Is it third or fourth one?
Fourth, I think, this one.
Yeah. And the fundraising is obviously very important too, for the upbeats to keep the team going and the training, because they're one of the best teams. The Charlton Upbeats are if not the best team in the country, maybe. This has been important for them. It's gives Charlton keeps us ahead of everybody else as well. The training and all costs bits of money, obviously, for coaching to keep it going. But obviously, we've seen this morning once again the Charlton, the community side of it, and the support for all the things that Charlton do. From the people, our fans and everybody, and the families all turning out this morning in the hundreds to come and do the walk and raise funds. And it's something that hopefully that will always be that way at Charlton. When causes are needed, the Charlton fans are there.
And it's something with the situation that the footballing side of things are at the minute, something that's probably important just to keep everybody connected.
It is, absolutely, yeah. So it's a bond there with the Charlton fans and the club. And obviously at the moment it's been a bit split, obviously due to, as you say, circumstances that obviously the fans are not happy with. And I understand fully from that. But these type of things are sort of the light that comes and shows it. A bright light that shows from the Charlton fans and the belief that things will get better, and that, let's say, once again, the fan bases, the Charlton fans and the fan bases, is so important for us and the survival of the club for the future.
And, of course, your position in the club, you're still, heavily involved in the match day experience for people who want to come and sponsor. I have personal pride in the fact that you were our mentor for that occasion when we did it. Still loving it?
Yeah, it's something I've done for 21 years, the hosting side and everything. And obviously the club's been built up over the years. Went through the Premier League as well, which was fantastic. And then we've had last 10 years has been up and down. But what's been on a good regular basis and has been normal is the commercial and the marketing side and the match day hospitality side that me and myself and Theo Foley are doing pretty much on our own at the moment, because due to some of the lads, they've gone to different paths and different careers on the other side. But it keeps in touch with the club and the fans, and we've got such really good, nice people at the club, and people who have paid lots of money into the club over the years, and they still stick by the club. and that's what it's all about.
And I've also heard from Jason Morgan, our esteemed sir over there, that you're going to be sitting on a saddle very shortly.
Yes, we're going to be doing a little cycle ride. Jason with his tricycle. And, obviously, mine with my... Jason's fine. He's getting better now. He's taking the stabilisers off his bike, which is very important. We're going to do a prostate cancer ride, which is a London Amsterdam in 9/10/11th of June with six others. I think there's six or seven of us doing it, so from the Charlton side. Yeah, should be good. Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Well, we've got all the details of Jason where people can donate and contribute, and we'll put that out a lot more over the coming days and weeks. But Bob, great to meet you again.
My pleasure, as always.
Speak to you soon. Cheers, Bob.